My mom signed my two sisters and me up for the 1 week August hell known as arts and crafts. We didn't want to spend a week painting and sculpting. We called it farts and craps and waited with five other townies for our teacher. He told us to call him Charlie. He paced the town hall gym, white t-shirt with a hole two-thirds down his back, stuck to his skin with sweat, faded photo of Elvis on the front. He seemed so old to me. He must have been 35, maybe 40, and rich. He must be rich. He collected $3 from each of us. He set a beat-up black tape player on the floor and flicked on Fleetwood Mac. Charlie slapped old magazines with strange names like Ebony and Cinefantastique on long folding tables and told us to cut out random eyes and words and legs and cigarettes and paste them on poster board. Make a message. Change the world. His breath smelled of tobacco and lemon, and a shock of hair like blonde heat lightning stuck out one side of his head. You gotta use your art to change society, man. You hear me? We said, yes, we hear you. And we continued gluing brown dark fingers and puppies on bright orange cardboard, our moms sitting home watching Days of Our Lives and Blissful Peace. Charlie started each class with a relaxation exercise. We lay on our backs, legs cool against the polyurethane, and listened to him recite a litany of energy and body parts. Power to your toes, power to your toes, power to your feet, power to your feet. We jiggled each piece in unison, eight synchronous child art jellyfish, knowing our farts and craps days were numbered if our parents discovered we played hippie games. I pasted 1,000 wandering eyes on red paper, stuck them around a perfect plastic hot fudge sundae. Charlie grabbed my poster, held it high above his head, clove cigarette dangling out of his mouth. Look, she's got it, look. This is such a fan-fucking-tastic statement on society, man. Look at those hungry eyes. Look at that ice cream. That's the fucking United States. Far out. You're an artist now. Congratulations. Charlie placed the poster on the table and blew sweet smoke in my face. The last day of class, one of the girls arrived late. She walked into the hall, eyes inflamed. Her skin shone pale from shock, and the endless bruises on her arms looked darker than usual. She sat against a radiator, tears falling over her face onto the floor. Why are we here? Elvis died. We just heard it on the radio. They found him dead, Charlie. Elvis died. She stared into the space between us, as if Elvis's new ghost walked the hall. Man, no fucking way. It can't be. Charlie whispered the first soft words he ever uttered, and he picked up his carpet bag and left. We walked into the sunlight, watched him slump to the bus stop. We sat on the cement steps and cried for the poor bruised girl, for Elvis, for Charlie, for our lost poster revolution.